Lake Effect brings you conversations about what's happening in Milwaukee and the people, places, and organizations that shape the community. This is Lake Effect Spotlight from WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.
Have you ever wondered what might be hidden underground? Well, a metal detectorist can help with that. Bruce Retkowski is a metal detectorist who travels the state finding homeowners who want their old property searched for historical objects. Lake Effect's Exgrit Nunez spoke with Retkowski about his love for metal detecting and what makes Milwaukee a special place to search.
I'm curious, what got you interested in metal detecting and what keeps you going?
My brother-in-law, Tom, and his wife have a property up around Mauston area, and there's a lake up there called Castle Rock Lake that has an island in it. And they take their boat out there, and around that island, there is a lot of sand. So people take and they park their boats, and they wade through the water, and they have parties, and they lose their stuff. And he was a detectorist at the time, and he said, come on, we're going to try this. So, you know, he showed me how to do things and found some interesting items around that island because that island used to be a farmland. They created that lake by damming the Wisconsin River. One of the things that he found, which had nothing to do with metal, in his scoop one time, he brought up a bison tooth. Bison haven't been in Wisconsin for many, many years, and he got that verified by a UWM scientist.
And so how long have you been doing this for? Like, what year was that when you started?
It's about 10 years. Started out slow, and my wife said, I think I'm going to get you a metal detector for your birthday. And so I got a beginner metal detector, and it's been forward since then.
What a gift.
Yes, I was very happy to receive that.
And so I noticed, too, that you go by the Bruce.
Yes.
Why do you call yourself the Bruce?
That moniker was given to me by another detectorist, Rob Rizzo, who's known as the History Digger. Him and his wife said, oh, you know, Rob, you're the History Digger. We got to give Bruce a name. And there is a character in Braveheart that goes by the name of the Bruce. He's a duke or something like that. And he said, that's what we're going to call you. We're going to call you the Bruce. And then he found a statue face or a bust of the Bruce. And it, you know, somewhat looks like me, which was really odd. But that's how I got that name.
I love it. And is that a thing in the metal detectorist communities to have nicknames or monikers?
I would say yes, because there's a bunch of guys who put together videos and they post them on YouTube and they all have their title. You know, one is the Quarter Hoarder. There's the Hoover Boys. There's, you know, just many detectorists who they have pet names.
No, that's really interesting. And so I'm curious, you've been doing this for 10 years now. Is there a certain item that really sparked your interest in metal detecting and wonder what else is underground?
Oh my gosh, there's so many items. The big item that people always want to find is gold. And I found three gold items. I found two gold rings and a gold necklace that has a silver cross on it. My friend in the Milwaukee area found a $5 gold piece, which dates back to the mid-1800s, I believe. And that's the prize. That's, you know, you always want to find the gold, the hidden treasure. Another friend went over to England and he found a gold coin that dates back to, I believe, the 1500s. So there's always the gold to find, but most of the stuff you pull out is trash, junk, you know, pop tops, cans, nails, and things like that. But you're always looking for that silver coin or the, you know, the gold ring or the silver ring. Or if you're on an older property, just something to relate to that property that you can give to that owner and say, well, this looks like a handle from your door or something like that.
And so what do you, okay, say you find a gold ring, you're not really in it for the money, are you? Or are you more in for the history of it?
I am definitely not in for the money. The story I like to tell is that somebody emailed me about losing her mom's gold wedding band. Her mom had passed away when she was 7, and her dad gave her the mom's wedding band. And she said, I was at a family reunion. You know, I lost it. We tried to find it. You know, I'm out here in California. I was at a family reunion in West Bend. Could you try to find it? And I told her, well, I've never found anything intentionally, but I will, you know, I'll recruit a couple guys. You know, do you have any idea where in the yard it might have been lost? She sent me an overhead picture, and she drew where most of the people were gathering. We got there, and I had two guys with me, and my friend found it in 20 minutes. Wow. So she got her mom's wedding band back, and she was overjoyed. You know, she said, "What can I give you guys? What can I give you guys?" We told her, you know, "We don't want anything. Your happiness that the ring has been found and returned to you is more than enough for us."
So these items have a lot of sentimental value as well as historical value.
Yes. If we find something on a property that, like you said, is sentimental, we always show it to the property owner and we say, you know, you can decide if you want to keep it or not. If it doesn't belong to them, they can still keep it, or they can, you know, let us have, you know, what we have found. And that happens sometimes. And that's, you know, that's just part of our mantra. You know, we always say, it's found on your property. I'm willing to give it to you. It was the joy of finding it. If we get to keep it, it's bonus for us.
I love that. And so I want to talk about the fact that you recently made a few posts on Facebook asking homeowners if you can metal detect their property. I'm wondering why you would metal detect on a private property instead of sticking to public places like Milwaukee's beaches.
The beaches have been hit hard by other detectorists. During the months of October through April, nobody's on the beach. Nobody's losing their stuff on the beach. Then through from May till September, those beaches are populated and people might lose their rings or their bracelets or their change. And then there are a lot of people who, a lot of detectorists who go there after those weekends, and they can be kind of territorial sometimes, you know, saying, "Oh, this is my beach. You know, why are you here?" I don't tend to go to beaches very often in Milwaukee. I like to go to private properties, you know, places that other people haven't been to. You always ask for permission. There is never a time when I just go randomly on somebody's yard. That would be trespassing. That's illegal. That breaks the code of a detectorist. So that's why I put out those letters, posts on Facebook looking for those permissions.
And do rules around metal detecting vary across the places that you visit?
Yes. There are some communities where they don't want detectorists in their parks. Milwaukee, sometimes they've been cracked down, the detectorists have been cracked down on, saying, you know, you can't dig here. And that's basically because some detectorists aren't very polite. They don't refill their holes. They leave damage in the parks. You know, we try to refill and flatten down the ground as much as possible so that nobody knows we're there. Different counties have different regulations in their parks where you have to have a permit. Sometimes the permit is just free, where they just want to know that you know the rules. Some counties say, nope, we don't want you there at all.
Are there rules of who gets what when it comes to finding things on public and private land?
Public land is a free-for-all, basically. I mean, you find it, it's yours, unless it's got some marking on it that you can return it to somebody. Class rings, sometimes people can trace back to other people. There is a small group of detectorists who are called ring finders. So somebody will put a post out and say, "I lost my ring, so-and-so, here and here." And those guys or gals, will go out and, you know, try to find it for them. Private land, always try to show what we find to the homeowners. Like this morning, I was out at a property in Wauwatosa, and it was a more modern property, mid-50s house. Didn't find a lot, found like 27 cents in change. There was a very small running medal, like from a high school, that I found. And I left with that homeowner. He said, "Oh, my daughter will be overjoyed to see what you found in the yard." So that stayed with that homeowner. It didn't belong to him, you know, personally, but it's part of their land. You know, that house has been around for 75 years. Who knows who that belonged to?
That's so neat, though.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So in general, I mean, you're kind of speaking to it, other than being basically untapped territory. Is there something special about metal detecting the yards of homes in Milwaukee?
I love the old homes. Milwaukee has great history. Wisconsin was established in 1848. Wisconsin has great ethnic history, especially Milwaukee. You know, so those old houses where, like, downtown Milwaukee just grew outward. You know, and you had those neighborhoods where people congregated in their ethnic groups, you know, the Irish, the German, the Poles. they had their stuff, they had their things, and sometimes we find those things when we go to these yards, and we can relate it to those houses or to those people. And that's the history that we enjoy really finding. Basically, we're modern-day time travelers. What was happening when this 1848 coin was made? Who held it? How did it get dropped? You know, you can think of all kinds of stories to make up about it, but you just really don't know. You just know that it's there and I found it.
You're the first metal detectorist I've ever met.
Okay.
Is there a metal detecting community in the Milwaukee area?
There is. In fact, we just had a meeting this past Tuesday. We meet once a month at a little restaurant in Cudahy. There are detecting clubs all through Wisconsin.
How many people would you say are in like the Milwaukee area metal detectorist club?
I would say there's probably 50 to 60. There has been a growing number of people showing up at this meeting, which is nice and surprising. It was typically a year ago we'd get maybe 8 guys.
So we've talked about how the thing that you most enjoy about metal detecting is discovering the history of the items you find. What are some of the most interesting items you found?
I found a medallion at a park in Milwaukee that dates back to the 1893 Chicago World's Fair. It was the Columbian World Expo Fair, which commemorated Columbus discovering America. And how did it end up in Milwaukee? It happened in 1893. So that's a memorable one for me. I really enjoyed that one. There's a book that goes along with that. My oldest coin that I've ever found is an 1842 Canadian penny minted in, it's called from the Bank of Montreal. It's called a bank token. It wasn't a, I don't know if they minted different coins from different areas in Canada, but that's my oldest coin find.
And where did you find that one?
That was at a farm in Kenosha.
Well, for people who might be interested in having you search their yards, where can they reach you?
They can send me an email at thebruce1959@gmail.com.
Bruce, thanks so much for speaking with me today. I'm super excited to get out there with you. And
I brought a detector that I'm going to have you try also.
You're going to have me try one?
Sure, why not?
Oh my God, I'm so excited. Okay, this changes the game. Okay, I'm so excited. Thanks. Well, I'm thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. This is just setting it up for the use of it.
So, would you be okay with recording me?
Yes.
Okay.
Because you want it out in front of you.
Okay.
You know, so like you're, you can still be standing up straight, but you want to be able to extend your arm a bit.
Okay, that's it? Is this good?
Yes.
Okay.
Try to keep the coil low to the ground.
Okay, like that?
Yep. And swing. You have to, it should be swung all the time.
Am I going?
You're going fine.
Okay.
That sounds like a bottle top or a tin can.
Mm. Or a gold ring, no. Oh. We'll keep going.
Well, I think we should check that one out. Let me get the shovel.
Okay.
Okay, swing the detector back and forth. See where it, see how it ends when you pull back?
Yeah. So right there.
Yeah. I gotta dig a three-sided plug.
Digging the plug. I'll go this way.
Okay. Alright. And you try to visually see this. Do you visually see anything?
Rocks.
Yep, rocks and soil. Now you're gonna use that pinpointer and put it down in the hole, see if it.
So you're very close to it, whatever it might be. It's gonna be in the sidewall, like behind where you had that pinpointer. I'm going to give you the little shovel.
Okay. Oh, it's a nail.
Blasted nails.
So why was it so high?
It was a good signal. It's just a mix.
Just a mix.
Yep.
Oh. Bummer. I was ready for the ring.
I thought that was going to be a dime or a quarter.
Okay. Well, put this in your pouch.
Okay.
standard screw. Fill it with your hand and stomp your foot on it. So it looks like it's even with the rest of the soil, and that's...
Is that okay?
Yep.
Well, that was fun. Can I do one more?
Oh, yep.
Okay.
Bruce Ratkowski is a metal detectorist in the Milwaukee area known as The Bruce. He spoke with Lake Effects expert Nunez and invited her to try out some metal detecting. You just heard them searching at a Bayview home built in 1890.
You can find more interviews like this one by visiting wuwm.com/lakeeffect. And while you're there, subscribe to the Lake Effect Spotlight podcast.